Hello, Raptor fans. It's Jack Armstrong, and you're listening to the Sixth Man Podcast.
Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. It is time for a brand new episode of the Sixth Man Podcast, talking about Canada's lone NBA team, your and my favorite, the Toronto Raptors. Well, Raptors fans, we're going to call this episode, What Are You Hoping For? That's right. What are you hoping for right now with the team sitting at 32-36, fifth in the Atlantic Division? It's not going well. Backed up by a couple of games where the Raptors were not getting along with the officials, to say the least. And I just want to do a big time shout out and mad props going out to Fred VanVleet. Let's give it up for Fred VanVleet. Talking specifically about Ben Taylor and his issues. We all know that from the other day. And then Marcus Smart was asked what he thought about officials. And he said, well, did you see Fred VanVleet's interview recently? Yeah, that. He's like, I'm going to let Fred do the talking. I don't normally like it. Marcus Smart to me has always been that player you love to hate, but you'd probably love to have him on your team. And he's always been a Raptor killer too. But I respect him for that comment right there. I appreciate that. The first up, Denver game. Scottie Barnes gets ejected for absolutely no reason. And then the very next game against the Clippers, Fred VanVleet, not happy at all with the officials, and let it be known after the game. Well, over the past week, what have the Raptors done? Well, not much. Yes, that Denver loss, the LA loss, also a loss against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Raptors set to come back home today, Tuesday, March 14th, where it doesn't get much easier. Even though this team's on a bit of a slide, people say playing Denver, never easy. You got the Joker, you got Jamal Murray, great supporting cast there. Aaron Gordon, speaking of Raptors killers, he always has great games against us. Then Oklahoma City with Jalen Williams making a case for being quite an improved player, rookie of the year perhaps. And of course, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on that roster. Minnesota, always with the talent, just never wins. Then Milwaukee, Indiana, Detroit. There you go. I don't know what's going to happen, folks. We have to go something like, 9-5 to hit 500 for the season? What is that going to do for us? Do you know what I mean? What is that going to do? I think it's time to see a lot of players, upper echelon guys, starting to play that Kawhi card with load management. Now's the time to do it, because the NBA is talking about doing away with it. I mean, as best they can, I should say. The NBA is talking about doing a rule where you have to play X amount of games to be considered for an award. I know, it's 6 degrees of separation, but that'll lead to other things if it gets approved. So guys like Kawhi can't just play 30 to 40 games and win MVP. You know what I mean? Things like that. What are we hoping for? I'm hoping for improvement on the roster next year, because there's too much to just walk away from. So I am extremely confident that Fred's going to get re-signed, Jakob's going to get re-signed, and Gary Trent Jr. is going to get re-signed. But then after you re-sign them, you can't trade them right away. So you can't let them go for nothing. Your chance to move them for something was at the trade deadline, even though Jakob's a separate situation because they acquired him. But very interesting to see what happens. I think it's time. Siakam is clearly exhausted. He is really struggling over the last few games. Scottie Barnes is balling out. That's great. Career high, 32 points the other night. And it just seems like this team is absolutely worn out, mentally, physically exhausted. And with a record like 32-36, that's 68 games, 14 games left, 9-5 just to break. Their record has to be in order to hit 500. We are a first-round exit, folks. Let's be realistic. Let's be honest. I love this team, but I love it too much to lie to myself or to you and say, yeah, we're okay. Let's just sneak in there and we'll make some noise in the playoffs. When was the last time a team that was the 8th seed, or now with the play-in, 9th or 10th, got in and won an NBA championship? I mean, it's just, do I want us to be the first? Yeah, that'd be nice. But as I've said many times on this show, I've been the foolish optimist for too long, for far too long. And now it's all about practicality. You've got a great group of players here, a great core. Do I think they're going to make changes if they don't get into the playoffs or the play-in or they're a first-round exit? I think changes are definitely coming. That's for sure. I don't think there's any doubt in that. And we'll see what those changes are going to be. I think they're going to be significant, personally. I think everything's going to basically be on the table except Scotty Barnes. That's my gut feeling. That's just my personal feeling. What could we see as far as, you know, in the draft coming up? This is such a loaded draft, right? Pistons expected. Most recent mock draft with the ESPN got the Pistons with the first overall pick. And I think there's no chance they don't take Wembanyama. I mean, anybody that gets number one is going to take him. What else do we have here? The Raptors slotted in to pick around 8 or 9 maybe right now. I don't know. We're going to have to see, wait and see on that one. I think it'll be very interesting, to say the least. We're going to have to wait and see what the you know, the decisions will be and what the placement will be as far as who's picking where. Obviously, that has a lot to do with it. There's a draft lottery and things can work in people's favor or not. Always a possibility. But we'll have to wait and see where it ends up. I don't know what it's going to be, but we'll have to wait for the Raptors and see what they end up choosing. I don't think they're going to trade that pick. This draft coming up is known for being loaded. I mean, it's considered to be very, very loaded and much, much better than next year's draft. This one's going to be quite special. So right now, first most recent mock draft that I found has Victor going to the Pistons, Scoot Henderson to the Rockets, Brandon Miller to the Spurs. Okay. I tell you, I really like that point guard in Kentucky. I'm actually really hoping the Raptors get him. Then the Hornets, Magic, Wizards, Blazers, Pacers, Magic from the Bulls at 9, and then the Raptors at 10. Who's that Kentucky guard that I really want? Oh, now he's not even listed here. There he is. Cason Wallace. I like Cason Wallace a lot. They have him here going 16. The Raptors pick 10 or 11. I don't know. But hey, you never know what Masai Ujiri and the Raptors are going to do. They could take a guy that was, you know, slotted in at 16 at 10. I could absolutely see that happening. They have the Raptors here taking Taylor Hendricks, small forward. Yeah, we don't need that. Highly skilled, big wing forward, shooting range and athletic upside. Yeah. Sorry. If you thought I was describing OG Anunoby or Scotty Barnes, I'm not. I don't think we need him there. Keontae George, yeah, not bad. Jalen Hood from Indiana. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I like the Kentucky. I like Cason Wallace from Kentucky. He'd be one of my guys to keep an eye on. But what will the Raptors do? What are we hoping for? Increasing that draft capital, increasing that stock to get up, hopefully, in the board to within the top 10. I don't think they can get much higher at this point than maybe 5 or 6, somewhere in that range. I mean, a lot of Raptors fans talking about Scoot Henderson. What a great acquisition he would be. We know nobody's trading number one. Nobody's trading away Victor because you don't want to be known as the team that did that. But, and I think Scoot Henderson is pretty comparable to that. He may be untouchable at 2, but maybe a team blinks. I don't know. Maybe. But if you are packaging guys up, you know, OG Anunoby with 1 year left, great contract, great player, your first round this year, and maybe 1 or 2 more, you could move up there. You can move up to 5 or 4, 3 or 2. I don't know. We'll see. But I at this point, am going to officially say I'm hoping for great games, but some close games and some losses to increase that draft position. I don't think we've got it as far as knocking anybody out that we would face in the first round of the playoffs. They're too big and strong and fast. Philly or Milwaukee, I don't like our chances there. And let's get into the offseason, which I expect to be very, very busy with some moves for sure to reshape this roster, maybe into a full rebuild around Scotty Barnes. We'll have to wait and see. It's going to be an interesting week, that's for sure. And when I say, you know, you have to go 9-5 just to break even, they have to go 9-5. They have to have a winning record, 9 wins, 5 losses, just to hit 500 on the year. Well, you're playing Denver, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Milwaukee, Indiana, Detroit, Washington. Well, Detroit, Washington, possibly. Indiana is a dangerous team. Then you got Miami, Philly, Charlotte twice, Boston twice. They end the season with 2 games against Boston and then their final game against Milwaukee, April 9th. I mean, I don't see 9 wins there personally, but I'm still optimistic about the future. So let's start that future and start that process. What do you think? Am I crazy? Am I bat crazy? You can have your say on our social media. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. What do you think about the Raptors? Is it time to rest some players, perhaps, and take some L's? Play more Will Barton. Play more Malachi. Play more whoever else we have. Play, unleash Wisecamp. Unleash him on the other rest of the NBA, and let's see what happens. That's it for now, folks. More content to come each week. And this Toronto Raptors team, I ain't giving up. I'm just saying, we got to be smart about this. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.